but meetings all morning and having lunch with X at 1. We'll try to get home earlier tonight. XOXOH. For a second, I wondered who X was, then realised with a jolt Hugh was meeting Xavier Bishop to discuss our visit to the club just like I'd asked him to. The tiny pulse between my legs throbbed more insistently as I pictured the two of them strolling through Freiburg Place side by side, their secret past indiscernible to the casual viewer, who would just see two tall, handsome, well-dressed men, two sets of striking blue eyes, Xavier's pale, Hugh's dark. I flicked my fingers more quickly, imagining the rhythm of their quiet murmuring, their heads bent close together, arms nearly touching as they spoke. Images from my recent dreams drifted gradually into my daydream, Xavier displaying me trussed and chained to a costumed crowd, Hugh watching us through a mirror, Xavier cutting off my underwear, Hugh fucking a bound woman at Xavier's command. My phone fell with a near silent thud into the bed as I became that woman, my own hands playing out the actions of the characters in my dream. I sucked my fingers, wet from my own juices, and smeared them across my lips, pulling my hair and stroking my face, sighing at the delicate pleasure of my own feathered caresses. I squeezed my throbbing, swollen vulva and beat my fingers against it like a tongue, inserting one, two, then three fingers to simulate the feeling of Hugh entering me as Xavier ordered, "Fuck her." I heard his voice issue the command, and I saw Hugh's face above me gazing into my soul as I drove my fingers deeper into myself, grazing the butt of my palm ever closer to my aching clitoris. The familiar trembling took over. My eyes lost focus. Then, at the moment when everything turned white, Hugh's face morphed into Xavier's. Tattooed arms braced themselves either side of my shoulders. A strangled cry of horror and elation escaped my lips as my hands continued their frenzied agitation, despite the unwanted thoughts now flooding my mind. I closed my eyes, forcing myself to imagine Hugh's deep blue eyes blazing into mine. But as I finally convulsed in a series of delirious spasms, it was the cool, icy blue of Xavier's that seemed to observe me, and it was Xavier's low, hypnotic voice murmuring in my ear, "Very nice, Mrs. Fraser." I squirmed desperately in the bed for my phone, holding it up to my eyes so I could reassimilate Hugh's image. Still shaking with the last jolts of my climax, I pulled it so close it was nothing but a blur, sliding it right under my face, using the glass to cool my flaming cheek. When the temperature of the phone had equalized with the skin on my face, I pulled it out again and stared at Hugh's dreamy, loving expression. I needed to get a grip. I needed to stop thinking about Xavier Bishop. I contemplated ringing Hugh and telling him to cancel their lunch, that I didn't want to go to Club Eros after all. The sound of Xavier's velvety voice repeated in my ears, and I could still smell his spiced apple scent as he ran his lips down my neck that night in Willa's Gallery. In a sort of hypnosis, my thumb drifted from the call option to message. I pressed and began entering text to Hugh. "Just made myself come looking at your pic. You are a great F.K too, even when you are not here. XXXG." I knew Hugh would be in his meeting now, and it would be hours before I heard from him again. I got up, and out of habit, wandered up to my studio. I'd forgotten about the paintings, still arranged around the sofa. They stood there, blatant and strangely menacing in the full sunlight, filled with half-naked people tied to machines, caged and trapped animals screaming as wolves and falcons approached. Smashed eggs, DNA strands that looked like whips and chains, cells multiplying into riots of gagged faces, babies howling. Once again I heard Xavier's voice, saw his pale glittering eyes, smelled the sweet heaviness of cider and molasses. I sneaked stealthily back down the ladder, as if by being quiet I could escape my own thoughts. I had to get out. I had to do something to curb these insane fantasies about Xavier Bishop. I quickly braided my hair and dressed in cargo shorts, my favourite 9-inch nails tank top,